turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Before we get back into the storyline, before I get back into talking with Mr. Lewis from Lewis Enterprises, who called in and gave us some of his time, do appreciate that. I am going to get into the Just My Thoughts segment of the show. And the Just My Thoughts segment of the show doesn't always relate to what we're talking about, the topic, but it's just something that is on my mind. As I stated, I am going to start writing a book with a bunch of my thoughts. But because we're going into the Christmas holiday season, and because I am an individual that don't have a direct relationship with my child, I was talking, as I stated earlier, to my secretary. And my secretary said something to me that kind of shocked me. And it was a shock to me because they actually go through it too. I'm going to tell you something that a friend of mine, Mr. Corey Burrell, said, and it just lit up when Miss Snowden was telling me about the problem that she was having with her in-laws, and that is respect. What Mr. Burrell said to me was, he said, if they don't like you, they're not going to respect you. As to say that in life, people, respect only is going to come if they like you. This is probably the grandest problem that a lot of fathers have when they go down to court. They go down to court thinking that they didn't do anything wrong. But in fact, the courts they don't like fathers. And they don't like fathers because they need not to like us, because when they don't like us, then what happens is it makes it easier for them to execute the nonsense that they want to, because there's something bigger in play going on. If they show you once that they like you, then that breaks their code of logic when it comes to the battle with father and child and the court system. But respect, what Miss Lydia Snowden was telling me about was a situation that as I stated earlier, her child wasn't doing good in school. So what happened is the in-laws, and as well as the grandmother, buys the child everything that she wanted for Christmas, when the mother stated that you weren't going to have a good Christmas due to the fact that you didn't do well in school. So what I'm trying to do, people, is when I talk to my personal friends, I'm trying to learn how to keep my mouth shut, because I go into talk guy mode. I try to just start talking their head off, and sometimes I step out of my boundaries because I say things to them that they really are not built for, things that I tell them they should do. And I'm trying to break out of that, because I really don't tell nobody what they should do. They should do what they should do, not what I tell them they should do. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to repeat this. My dad, I see my dad talk to a lot of people, didn't give them a lick of respect, but in return, they got the utmost respect. If you find somebody in life that is disrespecting some of your words, and a lot of mothers out there and fathers out there, if you find yourself in a situation where individuals are buying the children things that you told them not to get, you might want to try a little disrespect. Just a thought. But going to get back into the storyline here. Now, before we went on break, we were talking about some of the ways in which a father, and how fathers, as well as mothers, against deadbeat dads and disgruntled mothers. I was basically bringing the story around to the fact that it really isn't disgruntled mothers and deadbeat dads as I was looking at it. It is on a bigger scale. It is the problem in the black community. I think what Christopher Smith was doing was too much. I was dealing with the problem. You know how you merge onto that highway, and when you merge on a highway, you must go with the flow of things. I think the League of Dads was tapping into the family highway, and we was merging onto it, and we have to go with the flow of things. Now, as we're driving on this highway, the League of Dads is, we got a lot of people that are joining this convoy. So you got the League of Dads, and then you got League of Dads Radio joining the convoy. Then you got James Lewis Enterprises joining the convoy. And then by the time we get further up the road, we'll be a bigger force to deal with a lot of things that are going on in the community in which I'm from. As I stated, the League of Dads was not born in the suburbs. The League of Dads was born in the urban environment. In the urban environment, there's a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, It's a lot of things that are going on that will never be right, even in my lifetime. I'm 41. I'll be 42 in a couple of weeks. This problem will be going on long as I'm gone. But while I am here, I am going to make a difference. I'll go to jail for it. I have no problem with it because it's going to cement my fight in history. History will be on my side. James Lewis, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we went on break, we was, as I stated, we was talking about some things. You were saying, you mentioned something about, you went back to say something when I was talking about an individual that has a new guy in their life and they don't ask one to do, but they ask the other. Did you ever find yourself in that situation where you was helping, you dated a woman that had kids and you found yourself in that situation?
Yes, I definitely did, but you know something was strange about it. I didn't have the awareness that I have now through mm-hmm. my brother Christopher Smith. So I never thought of it like that. I always thought it was a package deal. But now
right.
I sit back and say, oh, wait a minute, it's not necessarily a package deal because, like you said, let's not drop the guy that bears your children with you. Let's not forget he is this part of this picture here.
Right.
So I don't have to do anything.
Right. And what my thing is, what I'm saying is, if I ever find myself in a situation, is I don't have no problem with it because in the community where we're from, and probably in the suburbs too, there's a lot of Caucasian men out there that meet women and probably hear the same thing. It's a package deal. If you want me, you have to take my children. All I'm saying is, when it comes to that and that package deal, I need to see in that packet, I need to see a child support order. You know, just as simple as that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, don't tell me, don't give me so many demands and your definition of the package. However, the some important things in this package is missing, and it's missing because the logic wants, you know, you want to make sense on this stage, but when it comes to this part of the stage over here, there are no lights shining over there. There are no actors over there in that part of the stage. It's just a dark part of the stage. Let's shine a light on the whole thing.
Yeah, like he's off the hook. He's off the hook. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, yeah. You're responsible now.
I'm giving you these goods, so you're responsible now.
Right. So, as I'm going to constantly keep making a remark to, is your God a dog, public enemy? And he helped me, just listening to that song, he helped me tweak what a lot of the listeners, what you will hear me say is, I tweak, and tweaking is a lot different than tearing down. What the League of Dads is doing is, we're still in our infancy, even though we're only two years and some change old, we're still in our infancy. And what was happening is, as time go along, I tweak this thing. I now make turns and I make adjustments. Maybe the struggles of man need to start taking a bigger role in the League of Dads brand. Maybe I need to put the League of Dads on 40% and put the struggles of man on 60% of the advertisement in the forefront when the advertisement team get out there and do stuff, because awareness has to be raised. And in order for disgruntled mothers not to look at what they're doing as cool because there are so many other individuals doing the exact same thing, then the same thing will constantly keep happening. But as long as we keep showing the same thing over and over and over again, then no one is going to look at this jacked up situation, and that is the fight between disgruntled mothers and fathers and the fight between deadbeat dads and mothers. No one will ever look at that and say, hey, look, something's got to change. It's obviously something that has been done up until this point is not working. So it's up to us to make the change. Mr. Lewis, I do want to thank you for sitting in with me today for the show. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for any future involvement that you would have with the League of Dads and helping us with our cause. And if there's anything you want to say before I let you go, you got the floor.
I want to say thank you for having me as well. And let's just keep moving forward.
Will do. Will do. And Mr. Lewis, you enjoy your day and do, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was, Mr. Lewis. As I stated, Mr. Lewis is an individual that, is helping. He is one of the sponsors. He gets up on board with what we do here at the League of Dads. I wanted to get him on the show today so everybody else can hear about him. We're coming down at the end of the year. What I want to do with the League of Dads, I want to take it into a different thing, a different format next year. This is why I'm getting a lot of stuff out of the way. As I stated earlier, I just may have Source One come in and co-host this thing with me because of the generation differences. Source One is Ready Rhett's son, and I mentioned Ready Rhett, good friend of mine, on previous shows. But I think I want to get him in here. I want to get back writing again. I want to do lots of writing, and I want to really take this thing back to awareness because the climate of consciousness amongst individuals where I'm from is something wrong. It really is. Couldn't really touch bases on it like I wanted to today. There's a lot more to come. So I want to thank you all for listening. And once again, I'll close the show with this, as I always do. We should all dread the day that the earth make the sun light to shine upon us. Next week, y'all.